In 2019, a crack comedian was sent to Westwood One UK to make podcasts. Trevor promptly escaped from the maximum security stockade to a West London studio. Today, still wanted by Tony Robinson, he survives as a soldier of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Trevor Feelgood. Welcome to the all-new Trevor Feelgood podcast.
Welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast, not for Westwood One UK anymore, or UK Radio Network UK. And because I'm in a new studio, I'm no longer working with Sebastian, the sex pest. You don't know what you used to get up to in that little room. It was disgusting. And we've had a format change because people were saying sometimes, just sometimes, some of the guests didn't turn up. But sometimes they did. Mark Simmons turned up, didn't he? So now this show is more an interactive experience because I've asked for questions on Twitter and I asked, what was your favourite Christmas present this year? Frodo Lives Matter podcast said that they got a portable stereo from the 90s. Oh, they must be hipsters, mustn't they? Oh, look at me with my portable stereo from the 90s. Todd Wolflin Movies got some new pants. And he's very proud of them. They're not old Calvin Kleins from the market. They are proper designer tackle holders. Living the Dream podcast said, this is AMJ here. Please stop stealing my bit of material by asking people about Christmas presents. Ah, he's faster than me. So just before Christmas, I had my booster jab done on the wrong day. It was meant to be New Year's Eve. I went on the wrong day. But then I went on the walking queue and I got in quicker than the muggles that were booked an appointment. Well, I would have been one of them if I'd come on the right day. But then they cancelled it like a couple of days later and said, oh yeah, it's New Year's Eve, isn't it? We can't be doing that. Especially not New Year's Day, hungover people trying to put jabs in people's arms. Come here, put it in the arm. Come on, give it to me. I saw a thing on the nose with Boris Johnson saying, oh, they're really good at it now. You don't even feel it. I thought, yeah, you said that to a load of women, haven't you? You dirty bastard. Over the Christmas period, I saw a documentary on ladies that have OnlyFans accounts. So what they do is, I've been told, you pay money and they whip their boobs up. It sounds like a really good service. And then OnlyFans are going to stop it and say you can't have any nudity on it anymore. If it's a bespoke website for the adult sex industry, then it should be fine. You can use that page. Just don't do it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagrams or TikTok. Even. There's lots of things on TikTok that should be banned. There's definitely a lady not wearing a bra in one of the videos. I could tell it was a bit cold as well. People often ask me, what is Christmas like in the Feelgood household? Well, this year it was quite good because it didn't get cancelled by Boris. He almost did. He was near the bottom, wasn't he? And then he thought, oh, if we cancel it, everyone would be like, oh, but we had parties, didn't we, last year? Yeah, maybe people won't listen to what we say. Yeah, maybe. Look at me being a little political. And so I went round my brother Travis's house. He's been buying on selling on eBay, so it's full to the brim of tat. And he had an old toaster in the corner he got off eBay with Anne Widdicombe's face on it. He bought some Rounder Twist annuals from 1998. Very good show, isn't it, from Australia. Have you ever thought like this? Strange things happen when you're going round Twist. People think, oh, as the format changed, does that mean there won't be any TV theme tunes anymore? Of course there will! I love a TV theme tune, have you not noticed? I play them a lot. Especially Maid Marian and the Merry Men. No, that was the old format, can't play that anymore. So Tony Robinson will come down with his heavies and destroy my computer. Not because it's got porn on it, no, because they're bastards. He hires big bastards. They sort of come up to you and go, oi, what are you doing? Have you been playing that theme tune again, have you?
I have been playing that theme tune again.
Yeah, well you shouldn't, because you don't own a copyright.
Really, really sorry.
Gee, everyone thinks he's a nice guy because he's too time to him in his ball trip. But nah, he's a nutter.
He's a nutter.
Christmas telly. What was on Christmas telly? Not a lot, really. You think the pandemic was still on. Oh, it is still on, isn't it? But they could still make stuff. They made a whole Mrs. Brown's Boys with an audience. So they could probably make stuff, can't they? It was weird. I watched the Christmas special. Right, there was a murder mystery with a judge. Why is there a judge in a murder mystery? That made no sense whatsoever. And then at the end, when he said, I'm the murderer, and everyone just wrote down the answer. What was the payoff for that? There was no payoff whatsoever. Stupid. I was about to watch Snowman with David Bowie. Isn't it? He comes in and goes, oh, hello. Hello, yes. I made a snowman when I was... They could have got him on to do the snow dog one. That would be good, wouldn't it? Hello, dude, I'm David Bowie. One year, I made a snowman. And then this year, I made a snow dog. Because I wanted to. Oh. Round control to Major Tom. Now been and burn away. I watched Hootenanny. And it's filmed in December, isn't it? And... Jim Moyer was obviously drunk. He sang Dizzy. I don't even think anyone asked him to. He was just doing it anyway. It's like, come on, Jules. Because they're friends, aren't they? They do a podcast together about travelling and stuff. It's got a format. This hasn't got a format anymore. We've gone off-road. Where are we going? We don't need formats. But people say, oh, well, the quality will be different now that you're doing a different format. No, it's still me talking bollocks in a room. I don't know what's... Doctor Who. Right. I'm not going to do the impression, because that was the old series. I don't do that anymore. We're finished now. The joke's ending. She's only got two more episodes to go, and then she's off. So then there's no point keep doing it. So, anyway, in the episode, Aisling B's in it, and she runs a little... Anyway, sorry, hang on a minute. Before we start, spoilers for Doctor Who. If you've watched it, then I'm really sorry that you wasted time watching it. But if you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil it for you. Because you might enjoy it. There might be people that actually still like this. I don't know. There might be. So, what happens is, they've got this lockup thing that Aisling B runs. And then a man comes in. Comes in every New Year's Eve. And he puts some stuff in the room. It turns out, in the end, it's stuff from all his ex-girlfriends. Which doesn't... And then they said, oh, are they alive? They're alive. Funny, funny joke. No. It's not a funny joke. No, he's weird. It's weird. And at the end, they get together. How is that possible? I just kept my girlfriend's pants, and I'm told I'm weird. What is wrong with that? I put them in a little frame with I've been here, innit? Well, what is wrong with that? And said that was a bit weird. And then this guy gets with Aisling B. You know, the Irish bombshell.
Soy. Fog apostador que se juega con honor la vuelta al mundo. Aventurero y gran señor, jugador y casi siempre ganador.
Aquí estoy, soy Rigodón.
Yo tengo el campeón.
Yo soy Robin, dulce y fiel.
Ya comenzó, llegaremos sí o no, mi vuelta al mundo va a empezar.
Son 80 días, son 80 nada más, para dar la vuelta al mundo, no. Resuelta de Hong Kong, Bombay, Hawaii, Tijuana y Singapur. Son 80 días, son 80 nada más, en barco en
So, around the world in 80 days, which I am annoyed by, because I thought, oh, little bit of Christmas telly, there's 8 episodes spread over 4 weeks, which is weird, why would you do that for? They did it with what they do in the shadows as well. Oh, we've made loads of episodes, yeah, we're going to cram it into a week. Apparently, it's been coming back for the next second series. Why? Does that mean he only gets halfway around the world? No episode. I've seen two episodes so far. I don't want to spoil it for people, but he gets halfway. So that means he gets halfway around and goes, ah. I can't. Also, not to spoil it for anyone, but if you haven't read the book, then I don't think I'm going to change the ending of the book. He gets around the world. He came out years ago, didn't he? It's like when people said, oh, please don't spoil Titanic. They're on a boat, aren't they? And all the rich people are at the top going, oh, hello. Hello there. We're in first class. Ooh. And then all the riffraff are downstairs dancing. And then they're going along. And one of the riffraff goes, oi, governor, I'm going to go upstairs. So he goes upstairs and he meets Kate Winslet. And they bang in a car, don't they? And she puts her hand up again. It might have been his hand, I don't know. He's very feminine, Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't he? I saw him in another thing. What's it called? Don't Look Up on Netflix. It's about an asteroid going to hit the Earth. And, it's right. It's fine. It's fine. You could be clever. You've got Kate Blanchett being a sexy lady. And well, I didn't realise he was sexy lately. You know, when it sort of sneaks up on you, you go, oh yeah, you're quite sexy, aren't you? It's like Vorderman, wasn't it? Vorderman at the beginning. No one knew she was sexy. I had books, the math books, but no, I was little with Vorderman on them. If they said I could have a math book with Vorderman now on the front, I'd be like, yes, please. Thank you very much. Have you not got internet in your house? No. Needs must, sometimes you're in an area when there isn't any internet and you have to improvise, don't you? What was I talking about? I can't even remember. I have to go back. Alright. Oh, spoilers and then things that have already happened. Well, not happened, you know, it's well known, isn't it? I get called off because I do a joke, so I got a spoiler in the back of my car. Bruce Willis is a ghost. Someone in an Edinburgh show went, is he? I just bought the film for you. I think Shyamalan Maling Dong, he ruined it by making it. He always got to put a twist in it, didn't he? He could write an episode of, Coronation Street, and at the end, this big spaceship comes down and ruins the Rover's Return. And he's like, oh, that's actually a film about alien invasion on a TV set. Ha. Aren't I clever? Yeah, he's very clever indeed. Now I got some more correspondence on Twitters. John and Sam in Japan. It rhymes, doesn't it? They said that they had got Amazon stick. They're very good. Other sticks are available. You can have a poo stick. You know, where the poo he goes under over a bridge, doesn't he? Him and Piglet, they throw sticks into the river and they have to work out which one's going to come out first. It's a very good game. I don't know how you can tell between sticks. I thought at this point I'd talk to Sebastian, but I'm on my own now. I have to hire a new producer, won't I? If you want to be my producer, please get in touch on the P.O. Box number, because I don't want you sending me emails. I want it sent to my house. No, that's wrong, isn't it? No, just messing me on Twitter. Marky Mark and the Future, he said that he had got the new album by Adele. Oh, sorry, mate. She's blah with her husband again, isn't she? I think the minute that one of her partners is going, Adele, can we have a talk, please? She's like, what? He's like, it's not me, it's you. Hang on a minute, I'm just going to order some studio time to write a new album. Alright, okay. I don't know where she was from. And I finished the Bob Mortimer book. It's the best autobiography I've ever read of a comedian, I think. I want to get the Harry Hill one. I've heard Jimmy Carr talking on podcasts, and I want to get his, really. He's really funny. I saw his new Netflix special. And it inspired me to write some jokes. Well, basically what happened was, I was listening to him and I thought, you didn't do that joke. I thought, oh, you can do that joke. I can do that joke. I'm not going to do it here. Come and see me live. I've still got my t-shirts from trevortees.com. That hasn't changed. Still got them.
the spare room is now flat with Trevor T's t-shirts. There's so many of them. People say to me, why don't you just go take them to your gigs? I ride to the station most of the time to a gig on my bike. I might as well just wear them all like Joey from Friends. Could I be wearing any more Trevor T's t-shirts? That's a tongue twister, isn't it? You better just get on the train. You're right, sir. Yes, yeah. Wearing 15 layers. I'm wearing 15 layers, yeah. So, yeah. Normally, the other format of the podcast had an ending in it. Oh dear, they haven't come. Sometimes they turned up. I know this. You know, you think they didn't. Mark Simmons did turn up. It wasn't just an old recording from a podcast that he made that I pretended he was on. No, it wasn't that. They're only breaking the fourth wall and stuff. That's what people do now, isn't it? Have to be like postmodern and stuff. The last two episodes were like that, weren't they? Did my Doctor Who episode, which made more sense than the Doctor Who episode we got on New Year's Day. What is wrong with the Christmas special? But I did like the fact it was on a Saturday. I was like, up yours, Chibnall. Yes, put it back where it should be. And the whole show in general. Just put it back where it should be. Recon everything and give it back to Russell. Give it to him. Chibnall, stop holding it. Give it back to Russell. Go on. What's that? No, I know you've been doing Broadchurch. Yeah, that's very nice that you did that. But give it back. And that's it, I think. I did have a gig booked in January. It's been moved because of the Omicron. And it's been moved to March now. And I'm doing a gig in February in Ashford at the Phoenix, which will be an experience. I wouldn't say it'll be a comedy gig. I think, I don't know, it'll be more of an experiment, I think. I did one at the Glasshouse without a microphone. Not like he's banging on about it. At least I'm doing this, you can hear me. Just saying that. Yeah, I'm not throwing stones or anything. It's just a requirement when you do a gig is a microphone. It's all you want. And a comedian. That's the nature of a comedy gig. Sometimes you can just have a microphone and no comedian. Well, somebody thinks they're a comedian. Saying no names. Paul Tingy. Stingy Tingy. So I do this. I also do Living the Dream podcast that comes out on Saturday morning. I do that thing we do on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Facebook. Just follow at Trevor Feelgood and you'll be able to watch that. And sometimes at weekends I do TikTok lives on TikTok. Ironically, right? No, I don't know ironically. I mean, of course, a TikTok live would be on TikTok, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, thank you very much for listening. This might be the first and last. Also, I'm using the new microphone I got for Christmas in the studio. Yeah, so can I bring my own microphone? So, yeah, of course you can, mate. Bring it in. I'll have to be careful now, don't I? If I go anywhere, like, have you got a microphone? You have. You sure? Yes. Does it work? Yeah. All right. I'll be on. Right. So, thank you very much for listening. And I don't want to say bollocks to a lot of you anymore because this is new. What do I say now? Well, let's make it old school. Thank you very much for listening. And Jamaica. Bye bye.